Act 3, Scene 4. The following morning, Juliet woke up as Romeo was getting out of her bed.
"Why are you leaving so soon?" she asked. "It isn't day yet."
"The sun is beginning to rise," answered Romeo. "If I don't leave now, the prince's soldiers will kill me." At that moment, the nurse knocked on Juliet's door and opened it a little.
"Juliet,"
she whispered,
"your mother is coming to your room."
Then the nurse closed the door. Juliet looked at Romeo.
"You're right," she said. "You must go now."
The two lovers kissed, and Romeo walked onto her balcony. He began to climb down the rope ladder as Juliet watched from the balcony.
"Goodbye, my love," she said. "Write to me often. I must receive a letter from you every day."
"Goodbye," replied Romeo. "I'll send you news constantly." He turned, ran to the wall, and climbed over it. Juliet went back into her room and waited for her mother to arrive. Why was she awake so early? This was very unusual. A minute later, Juliet's door opened and Lady Capulet walked in.
"How are you, Juliet?" she asked.
"I'm not well," replied Juliet.
"You're still sad about Tybalt's death, aren't you? Well, I've come to give you some good news," said Lady Capulet. "Your father is planning a happy event to help you forget your sadness."
"What event is that?" asked Juliet.
"You're getting married to Paris on Thursday."
"No, I won't marry Paris on Thursday," Juliet replied instantly. "Please tell my father that I don't want to marry Paris."
Lady Capulet heard her husband approaching the room.
"Here comes your father now," she said. "You can tell him yourself."
Capulet entered the room and looked at his wife.
"Did you tell her the good news?"
"Yes,"
answered Lady Capulet.
"She says that she won't marry Paris."
"What?" shouted Capulet angrily. "I find you an excellent husband, and you don't want to marry him? If you don't marry Paris, I'll throw you out of this house. You can die in the streets because you won't be my daughter any more."
Capulet left the room angrily. Juliet looked at her mother.
"Please help me, mother," she cried. "Please ask my father to postpone this marriage for a month."
"No, I won't. I agree with your father,"
Lady Capulet answered coldly.
"Do what you want. I don't care about you any more."
Lady Capulet turned and walked out of the room. A few minutes later, the nurse walked into Juliet's room. Juliet ran into her arms, crying. She told the nurse about her father's plans for her marriage.
"Nurse, how can I stop this wedding?" she cried. "I already have a husband. What can I do?"
The nurse sat on the bed and put her arm round Juliet.
"This is my advice," she said slowly. "Romeo is exiled. He can't come back to Verona. I think that the best option is to marry Paris. I think that you'll be much happier with him."
Juliet stopped crying and looked at the nurse.
"Do you really believe that?" she asked.
The nurse thought for a minute. She knew that Juliet was really in love with Romeo. However, she believed that marrying Paris was the best option for Juliet.
"Yes, I do,"
answered the nurse. Juliet suddenly became very calm. She stood up and began to get dressed.
"Thank you, nurse. You're right," she said. "Tell my mother that I'm going to Friar Lawrence's church this evening I want to go to confession because I made my father angry."
The nurse smiled.
"I'll tell her," she said. "You're making an intelligent decision."
Juliet watched the nurse leave her room.
"I'll ask Friar Lawrence to help me," she thought. "If he can't find a solution to my problem, I'll kill myself."